Well, it's exactly now 29 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Well, let's go live to our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, the Saturday morning, the 7th of Muharram, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and Brother Lance. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Muharram, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, verses 111 and 112, and we conclude and complete the surah and the chapter, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Almighty Allah addresses Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to announce to the people, wa in adri la allahu fitnatul lakum wa mata'un ila heen, that I do not know, only Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala knows, that your rejection, whether it will lead you to a bigger fitna trial and for everlasting condemnation, gloom and doom in the year after, or there will be for you that you enjoy yourself for a little while. So either way, if you continue and persist with your arrogance and ignorance, then you are inviting disaster and catastrophe for yourself. Qala rabbihkum bilhaq. When you look at the word qala, you will see the script is different. So you can read kul, you say ya Rasulallah Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you say qala he, the Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rabbihkum bilhaq. Oh, my beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider, you pass the verdict between me, between us, the people of haq and truth, and between us and the enemy who are astray, with justice and the truth of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa Rabbuna al-Musta'an, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one whose assistance we seek at all times, all places, all circumstances. Ala ma tasifoon, against that what they are ascribing and lying and making propaganda. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we completed another surah, another chapter of the noble Quran. The world witness again the aggression, the transgression, and the war that the Israeli apartheid terrorist regime has waged against the people of Gaza. Let us see what is Gaza. Gaza is that place where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's great-great-grandfather Hashim is buried there. Gaza is that place where Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, his Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place there in the year 150. Gaza is the place where in the time of Sahaba Tabi'in, already it was a headquarters for the Mujahideen to go out in the path of Allah and fight in the path of Almighty Allah. Today Gaza is under siege by the Israeli rogue apartheid regime for the past 15 years. There are 2 million Palestinians there approximately in Gaza. And we find when you look at the demographics and the statistics, then you will find 40% of the population of Gaza are 14 years old or less. Can you imagine? And the biggest open prison in the world. And this is because the air, the land, the sea is all under the control of the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel and supported by the super terrorist Israel and America and other forces and so forth. So see what happened yesterday. We all know what happened to Sister Shirin Abu Atila. She's not a Muslim, but she was a Christian and she was an American citizen. And the world saw that what the apartheid Israeli regime did, premeditated murder, because she was exposing the Israeli rogue apartheid regime. And unprovoked, yesterday they attacked and they killed more than 10 people and they injured more than 50. And they say, no, this was a perceived threat by the Islamic Jihad and so forth. So what do you expect the Palestinians to do? If I'm there, I will do the same. And any normal person will do the same, that we have to retaliate. And because of your apartheid policy, your terrorist policy, occupation is terrorism. So remember the Jutla, the Zionists, the Jew, they are a cursed people and forever they will remain cursed. And Allah will continue punishing them. And see, now they are calling up 25,000 reservists. But the other side, Lapid, says, we don't want a full-scale war. He knows if he brings in ground troops, they will lose even now in Gaza. Ariel Sharon tried it, Bennett tried it. And then remember that who can forget B.B. Benjamin Netanyahu. And now Lapid's name goes in that list. The list of the war criminals, the world can see who the war criminals are. So we, as the Muslim Ummah, this is not an Arab-Israeli conflict. This is a Jewish Zionist conflict against Muslims worldwide. We speak of true Muslims. We don't speak of puppets. We don't speak of traitors. We don't speak of people sitting on the fence. People who sit on the fence are committing a major offense. And every one of us who's got that spark of Iman and feeling for Gaza and Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine, then you must speak against the Saudi Kafir regime of MBS Murtad bin Shaitan. You have to speak against the Emirati regime of MBZ Murtad bin Zindiq. You have to speak against Bahrain and against Morocco. You have to speak against Egypt and Jordan. This whole lot, the leadership are non-Muslims, are traitors. What good is your normalizing ties with Israel for the Palestinians? It just made them bolder, that they feel they can go and attack anybody. Just look at things. You must be blind not to understand. Biden's numbers are considered as one of the worst in the history of America. The elections are coming up there, the midterm primary, and now he needs something. So now go and attack there in Afghanistan and say, we killed the terrorist, Ayman Zawahiri. But because the American people, remember, are gullible and fools, majority of them, they're going for monkeypox because of donkeypox brains. So remember that Obama pulled the same stunt and he told them that Obama killed Osama. For Osama, we say Rahimahullah. And for all these others, we say La'anahullah, who are carrying out all these acts of the real terrorism. And then he won the second term elections. So Biden wants to pull the same stunt. Let us attack Afghanistan. And then we will say we are fighting terrorism. But you are the super terrorist yourself. Who went into Vietnam? Who went into Iraq? Who went into other countries? And so forth. So this regime of Lapid and them, he's just a caretaker prime minister. And he's a sidekick. He'll be kicked out as well. So they want to win the elections. And remember, this is the fifth elections in less than 4 years. Quran Sharif speaks of this. Surah 59, chapter 59, verse 14. Tahsabuhum jami'a wa qulubuhum shatta. You think the Jutlas and the Jews are united? Nay, far from that. Their hearts are fragmented, disunited. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people, majority of them, who got no brains, who got no intelligence, who got no intellect. Who is there to go and murder and kill children? They are baby killers. Remember that. They killed and murdered prophets and messengers like Nabi Zakaria alayhi salam, Zacharias, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, John the Baptist. They tried to assassinate Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They tried to assassinate Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's in their DNA, to kill and murder and occupy and then play the victim. Therefore, we say loudly and boldly, every person in uniform, male or female, is a legitimate target for the Muslims. Every settler, whether he's in uniform or not, is a legitimate target for the Palestinians and Muslims. One settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhtallin al-ghasibin. Allahumma ahsihim adada wa qatuluhum badada wa la tubqi minhum ahada. Oh Allah, you dismantle and decimate this apartheid regime and Israel, which is a cancer, Ya Allah. The sooner they are wiped off the face of this earth, then only you will find peace. Remember, when they speak of peace, it's not P-E-A-C-E, it's P-I-E-C-E. How they can steal more and more land, whether it be in the West Bank or in Jerusalem, East Jerusalem and other parts. If you go through Iman, we don't speak of hypocrites, we don't speak of traitors, we don't speak of murtads and apostates. We speak and address the true Muslims, and you, the non-Muslims, the people of justice, then you must name and shame the apartheid terrorist regime and speak against all these so-called Arab countries and Muslim countries who are normalizing ties with the rogue regime of Israel. May Almighty Allah grant our Palestinians victory against apartheid Israel. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Ustaz, we've got Brother Ismail from San Diego, and he says, dear Honorable Mufti Sahab, where is our Jonah, the big mouth, Ustaz? What happened yesterday in Palestine, Ustaz?
Remember, they all know, they try and defend. Even he had to admit, the other day he said, Jonah said, everything the Israelis do, he doesn't agree with it, but he says he can't embrace Islam. What will he tell his elders? So every person in the world knows, unless you got, you know, real blinkers and your heart is close to the truth, that's a different issue, that Israel is guilty of war crimes. And remember, Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, 8 years he was in comatose, and Almighty Allah made him a sample example, dispatched straight to the hellfire, and this awaits the whole lot of them, unless they sincerely repent, and then they become Muslim, and sincere Muslims, not just on the tip of the tongue, then there will be salvation for them. Remember, the time is near, and Quran has taught us this, and every one of you who knows the Arabic language, go and read the masterpiece, the work called entitled Haqa'iqul Quraniyya Hawla Qadiyyatil Falastiniyya. It is, if you Google it with a green cover. So read that book and you will see how victory, a magnificent victory, will be granted to the true Muslims.
I see Brother Bob Ustad, he says, AK, I told you, you heard of the new school calendar for South Africans, cuts down on holidays, Ustad, Bob.
Yes, 100%. You must remember that. I sent it to our news team yesterday. And remember that South Africa has far too many public holidays. Only a crazy government can say, if a public holiday falls on a Sunday, then Monday is, you must remember, also holiday. And in that way there, they say, no, the economy is now retrogressing and not progressing and increasing. And what about the bloated government? What about the bloated accepted wages. We must be the only country in the world that has two ministers of education, but the education that they receive in school and university, that those certificates are not worth the paper on which they are written. So therefore, a recipe for disaster. I told you, Bob, they rob us daily. They charge us more and more and give us less daily. But we, the South African population, remember, keep on voting for the same people. So remember, they laugh at us, at majority of us, that how foolish and stupid we are. So therefore, we say democracy is for fools and idiots. Remember that. You can't have democracy and you keep on fooling the people and you are the bigwigs. When are the bigwigs going to jail? When they stole millions and billions and so forth. You have to start from the top by making some people a sample and an example.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. Somebody says, can a will be edited by a representative in front of the person dying and giving permission for it? Ustad, anonymous.
It depends. You must remember, we have to see the world itself. If the world is according to Islam, then no one has the right to bring about any amendments, additions and omissions and so forth. So that will be absolutely haram. If the world, remember, is un-Islamic, then whether that person is alive or whether post-death after that person has passed away, then also it is compulsory upon the people who are the executors and the heirs that they must have a redistribution done, and the redistribution must be done according to Sharia. For any Muslim person, male or female, to draw up a will that is against Islam, that's a recipe for disaster. He or she goes to Jahannam and the hellfire for a very, very long time. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verses 13 and 14 addresses this issue. If everything is done accordingly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the supreme success. And where people, the testator and so forth, throughout the world against Islam, decreasing somebody's share, increasing somebody's share, disowning somebody who is an heir, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهِ, Surah chapter 4 verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَعَلَى and Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. This is the meaning of وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, that person there, he will now go beyond the limits, increase, decrease, disown somebody's share, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam, the hellfire, for very, very, very long time. Walahu azabu muheen. And for such a person, there will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. So therefore, you, the heirs and the executor, must see. If it is according to Islam, then you can't do anything. If it's against the teaching of Islam and the Sharia, that is wajib and compulsory upon you to address it and redress it. Otherwise, you will be an accomplice in that crime.
Ustaz, this question came in the morning on Maulana Salim Karim's show. So the family wants me to pose a question to you. And the mother says that my son became gay when he went overseas to study medicine in the USA. I'm not ashamed to say it. As a parent, we need to keep an eye on our children. Ustaz, anonymous.
First and foremost, you must remember, we accept and entertain all these type of questions because we have to face reality. We cannot adopt the ostrich policy and push everything under the carpet. One. Two, the LGBT movement today is gaining traction and momentum in the Muslim community. And remember that the Disney company already said that 50% or more of their shows will be by those people who are weird and queer. So imagine this. So they promote it in different ways, targeting the children, Muslim, non-Muslim. Number three, both of you are guilty. You Your son is guilty, and to apportion blame on the people in America or in San Francisco, which is one of the gay capitals in the world, like our Cape Town is also one of the gay capitals of the world. So in life, you must take responsibility to say, no, Allah forbid that Almighty Allah made me gay. He, God, made me gay. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Oh, that person made me gay, my friend, and so forth and so on. It's just running away from reality and denying the truth. You must speak the truth and confess this is your own weakness, and then do something about it. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Verily, that you, the people and ummah, you will never change for the better, and the conditions will not change for the better until you change yourself. So he has to make sincere tawbah, repent, sever all ties with the gays and homosexuals and so forth. You, the parents, you know that what is America. You know what is an open society. So you are also put to blame that why do you send your son to such places, such toxic environments, such toxic societies. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Chapter 66, verse number 6, O you who believe, save yourself and your children from the fire. But our people think, no, it is fashionable. You see, the Arabs, majority of them, and Muslims, they suffer from the inferiority complex. You go to Dubai now, and you tell them you want an American visa, they will tell you there's a queue for 6 months or 1 year, you must wait in the queue. That's how they suffer from the inferiority complex. They think that white is right and West is the best. So Islam is the best, and therefore we have to share it with the rest. So therefore Islam says for people who are gay, they are saying they are mature, and both parties are such, then uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul, then is the death penalty for both parties. And that verdict is mentioned in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. So all of you have to take this responsibility and blame the parents and the son. And you must remember, your example is like 50 years ago, the one person came to the Maulana and told the Maulana, Mari Dikri, Mari Poiri Jai, London Jai, Island Jai. That one person came to the Maulana, the Muslim scholar, and said, about 50 years ago, I'm sending my daughter to London and Ireland and Dublin and these places. She will become a medical doctor, so you pray for her. He said, the Maulana, the Muslim scholar, you're sending your daughter out in the rain and you're telling me I must pray she don't get wet. So that is the mentality of our parents today, majority of them. They will send them to haram, haram places, universities, schools and colleges, and then when they lose their virginity, lose their shame, sometimes lose their iman and Islam, then they wonder what had happened. You need to face reality and wake up. We're not against studies, but we're against those studies where we have to compromise ourselves. So study via correspondence. Nobody says you must not study.
Ustad, you've got a new listener, and he's on his way to work. And he says that he always wanted to ask you this question. He does not want to offend you and the Muslim listeners. He says, with due respect, sir, my name is Lincoln. Your adhan is good, but it disturbs our TV time when we try and watch the news. Can you guys make it a little softer, the prayer time you have after 5:30 p.m.? Lincoln, I'm sorry if I have offended you. Ustad.
My brother Lincoln, thank you for making the call and sending in your question. We highly appreciate it. Number two is, my brother Lincoln, you know South Africa is a democracy, and it is enshrined in the constitution, the freedom of religion. It's like me complaining that no, next to my house I got a church, or I got a temple, or I got a synagogue, and then they are making so much noise there. So therefore they must change their hours. So for who are you going to keep on changing? So you must remember, in life, Lincoln, you have to love and let love. And it's very strange, only one, two people complained and nobody else complained. But when the bells and all the noise of the church goes on, then we don't complain about it, because we say how we want our adhan and call of prayer to be made. So you also have the right. The people in the Hindu temple also have the right. The Jutla, the Jew in the synagogue also has the right. So we don't complain about this type of issues. So my brother, there's no offense. You must never apologize. I told you several times, the non-Muslims, ask whatever is in your mind, in your heart, and do not apologize. That is why we're giving you this forum. You must tell us what your concerns are. So this is a very feeble excuse that you are giving, and therefore it won't be changed. Rather, you should wonder, ponder, reflect in it, and see that what is the message. Hayya ala swalah, hayya ala falah. Come to prayer, come to success. So the success is not watching the news and accepting it hook, line and sinker, that the Muslims are the terrorists, the Muslims are causing mayhem, when they themselves, the Americanos and the Yankees and the Jutlas and Jews and the Zionists, are murdering and massacring our people in various parts of the world. So you should learn to sift out, my brother. Why you don't see the news on your phone? And in there you can go at your leisure time, and in that way there you will see whatever you want to.
I see you've got Sister Irene, Ustad. She says maybe you should tell the meaning of the azan to Brother Lincoln, Ustad. Sister Irene.
Yes, I just did that. Now I gave him the gist of it. I said it is a call to prayer and it is a call to success. And today every person, male, female, irrespective of which religion they might belong to, they all looking and searching for success. But we say success is only and exclusively in Islam. And you can see on the ground also, we are the most sober people in the world. We are the most generous people in the world, and we have nothing to do with terrorism and so forth. You come and steal our resources. You come and murder our people. Go look at Tunisia, 75 years French rule. Go and study Algeria, 130 years French rule. Go and study Afghanistan and see Russians came in, and before them the British came in, then the Americans came in. So what you expect them to do? They must retaliate, remember that. Today, if somebody gets a chance in Palestine and he sees a settler and puts a bullet through him, we will say 100% is justified. You come and steal our homes. You come and destroy our gardens. You come and destroy our mosque and so forth. So remember that when you are the one for the cause of the violence, then why do you blame the Muslims? So we are the people who are the most sober and peaceful. But because Islam is flooding, that is what they cannot stick, remember this. Therefore, they want to paint every Muslim or majority of them that they are terrorists and they are fundamentalists. But you are the biggest terrorist. Go study your history. Last question.
Allahu Akbar. My question to Mufti Sahab is that why is some of the two-faced Muslim leaders hypocrites dealing with the enemies of Islam? Don't they fear their creator, Ustad?
Remember that these are the people, they never were Muslims. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 5, Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 51. I give you 2-3 verses, so you Muslims must also understand. Surah chapter 5, verse number 51. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. O you who have true faith and iman, do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your protectors and your friends. Why? Ba'aduhum awliya'u ba'd. They are the friends of one another. You saw what happened in Iraq, that you saw the Israeli regime, they blew the nuclear of Saddam to pieces. You saw Bush and Blair destroying, murdering, killing more than 1 million people. Did anything happen to Israel, the rogue regime? Did anything happen to America and to Britain? Nothing. because they are whites, because they want white hegemony, because they are Christians and Jews, they work together. You, so-called Muslim, you go so-called Arab, who befriends them, you love them, you love their politics and their systems. For innahum in whom he will be part and parcel of them. They will wake up with the Jutlas and the Christians on the day of justice. This is Quran chapter 5, verse number 51. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 120. They will never stop the Jews and Christians. Quran says that. Walan tarda ankal yahudu walan nasara. The Jews and Christians will never be pleased until hatta tattabi'a millatahum, till you denounce and renounce Islam and you follow their religion. Therefore, this MBS and MBZ of Saudi and Emirates, of Bahrain, the king and the king of Morocco, and the puppets in Egypt and there in Jordan, you think they're Muslim? They're all in bed with the Israelis. They're all in bed with the Americans. That are their gods and so forth. And therefore, they are the most humiliated people today. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 5, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find today and in the future, your worst enemies are the Jutlas and the Jews and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. Majority Hindus, majority Jews. Love it, what's happening. Cause more mayhem and chaos. Kill the Muslims, destroy their places of worship, and do all that there. That is what they love. And you will see they keep on voting for the parties of theirs. So Israel is the teacher, and Modi and his company and BJP. Go ask, oh Sunak, what Sunak have to say? Sunak wants to become the first Indian to become prime minister. 100% supporting Israel. 100% supporting BJP. And you will find some idiot among the Muslims will vote for him. So these are the people you need to name them and shame them. And inshallah, there's 1-2 minutes we got left. We'll make dua. My brother Hafiz Dawood Mehter has just come now to pick me up. Allah Ta'ala reward him. Inshallah, today between 2 and 3, there will be the youth program. And inshallah, tonight we will be in Chatsworth, Iqbaliya Masjid, where our Maulana Mubarak Khan is. Come Ummah, esteemed listeners of Sirius of Radio Al-Ansar International and Merkaz Sahaba, on this Mubarak blessed day of Muharram, let us raise our hands. Make dua for our Palestinians and Gaza brothers, sisters, Ameen. And children. Ameen. Ameen. Allah Jalla wa Ala decimate and destroy the enemy. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين امين اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الاحزاب اهزم اليهود يا رب العالمين اهزم اليهود يا رب العالمين وانصرنا عليهم اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين امين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يؤجزونك اللهم أحصهم عددا وقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم أحدا قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة